Happy New Year. There you go. There we go. It took a minute, but we're good. It's good to see you. Brand new year. Praise the Lord. The Lord has brought us to this new year, and He's got great plans for us. I pray that we will see revival break loose in our church, in our city, in our town, in our community, in our state, in our county, everywhere. That we will see a movement of God like we never seen it before. So we give God the glory. If you're here for the first time, please fill out one of those care cards that we have in the bulletin right there. Love to have information and to visit with you. And if you have any prayer requests, put it right here. We thank you for being here today, and we're going to praise the Lord.
Real quick, I want to apologize and ask you forgiveness for salt shakers. I've got really behind because I didn't see it coming. Salt shakers is a time of just fellowship and eating. Those that are signed up in order to do it, we're doing it this weekend. The leaders, the host of those groups know who they are. They know who's in their group, and they will be getting in touch with you very quickly, I hope. On that note, if you want to participate in Salt Shakers and you have not signed up yet, there's these yellow cards at all three exits. Just grab one, sign up. Not sure you'll be able to get on this time, but I'll try my best. And then we just do it once a month. So if you're interested in joining us, please do so. Thank you.
We're not through yet. Good morning, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. Hey, Vic asked to make the announcement, and I appreciate him doing that. I probably would have messed it up. But anyway, blessings. Lottie Moon, got coins? Still taking them. Bring them on down. Bring them on down. If you got some in your pocket, Dave, please just leave them on the table. We'll take them. Lottie Moon, our goal was $5,000, guys. We're at $6,288 again. Can we do seven? Can we do seven? He reached down and grabbed a little bit more. I told the deacons this morning, I said, I got to reach in my pocket and pull a little bit. I think we can. Let's set that as our new goal this morning, even though with time's almost over. But that's one for an amen, amen. Anyway, all right, going on, January 6th, which is WMU Day, Lucille McLean's, 10 o'clock. Be there, ladies, if you can. Ladies' Bible study starts January 19th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, according to Miss Susan. Show up, she'll have books. Luke, Gut Level Compassion. I look at that, I'm going, that sounds interesting. I'm going, can the guys come? Maybe we need to look at something like that, guys. But Ladies Fellowship breakfast next Saturday morning at 8:30 at the Railroad Cafe. They get tired of cooking. They're going to go out. Guys, Brotherhood breakfast at 8 o'clock Saturday morning in the Fellowship Hall. Brother James and Bob making an effort again. We hadn't died yet, so we come enjoy a good breakfast with them. And then business meeting January 26th, following the worship service. You ladies ready? Let's go. Let's worship the Lord.
All right, if you'll stand with us and sing, come now is the time to worship.
God, what
Here. Give to the Lord the glory his name deserves. Worship the Lord in his holy splendor. Psalms 29:2. Let's pray. Father, we do come to you today just giving you all the glory and all the thanks for what you do for us. Thank you for allowing us to come to this house today. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come to the house today because it's by your grace. We were able to get out of the bed this morning, put our shoes on, come to worship you, Lord. And Father, let us worship. Let us worship with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls. And Father, we just think in our minds of the incidents of the week. We just lift those families up that were affected. Just ask you to give them comfort and give them strength to carry on. Father, just thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
You'll stay remaining standing as we sing Beautiful One. This is appropriate after celebrating his birth last week, 2 weeks ago. Jesus is beautiful. What he does for us is beautiful. How he loves us is beautiful.
Spoken mercy, oh.
continue singing about the heart of worship. God brings us back, not just on Sundays, but every day. When we started the day afresh and new, God wants us to wake up with a heart of worship each day. May be seated. Children, you can come to go to, oh, wait until after the offertory. Okay, even though you're sitting and even though this is kind of a special, please, the words are up here. We would love to have you sing along and worship with us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is good. All the time. God is good. And he is good. We are excited to continue preaching in the book of Joshua. So if you have your Bibles, if you turn to Joshua chapter 3, and I want you to be praying for me, because I'm going to start a series on the minor prophets. So I need you to be praying about that as we will be preaching on those books. Some maybe we have not read, or we have not read them in a while. But there is great, great divine inspiration in the whole Bible. And so God speaks to us through that. So if you go to chapter 3, and we will go from verse 9 through 16, and I'm going to ask you to stand in reverence to God's holy word. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God." And Joshua said, By this you should know that the living God is among you, that he will without fail drive you out here before the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now know therefore, take yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe. And it should come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from the upstream, and they shall stand as a heap. So it was, when the people set out from the camp to cross over the Jordan, with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan flows in all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came from the upstream stood still and rose in the heap every way at Adam, the city that is beside Zaretan. So the waters that went down from the sea of the Arabath and the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over the opposite Jericho. Then the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all the Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your house. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a new year. Father, thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your love. And Father, thank you for taking care of us. Father, in the midst of tragedy, and we pray for all of those affected. Father, in New Orleans and Vegas and all the different parts, Father, of our country, we ask, Father, you be with those families. Father, be with us, Father, as we start a new year. Father, we are here. We have crossed 2024, and we're now in 2025. So we ask, Father, that you guide us and you show us what we need to do and how we need to do it. May you, Lord, bless the reading of your word. In Christ's name, amen. In the early part of the chapter, we learned last year that God had told the people to camp there for 3 days to meditate as they move forward. And as we continue reading the chapter, we learn here that they actually now are crossing the Jordan. And so there are certain expectations that God had for his people. And just like God had expectations for the people of Israel prior to crossing the Jordan and while crossing the Jordan, God also has expectations for us. He has expectations for us as well. So what does God expect his people? Well, in the first thing he expects, in verse number 9, it says, "So Joshua said to the children of Israel, 'Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Above anything, he said, I want you to come. Come here, he said. So the first thing that we need to do, that they need to do, and that we need to do, is we need to come and we need to seek him. It's 2025 and we need to seek the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. It was unknown for them what was coming. They didn't know what was happening. These folks had never owned cattle. They never owned land. They never had their own land. And they were about to cross over there. And on the other side, God is telling them that they need to come. They need to come to him. We need to seek him. We need to seek him as well. We need to seek him because there are things up ahead that are unknown to us. We don't know what's ahead. We don't know. There were times of uncertainty, and they were also in times of uncertainty. We too will be in times of uncertainty. There will be times of trouble, and they needed to be ready. They needed to seek him. We need to seek the Lord. We need to seek the Lord. We need to seek the Lord because there will be times of great need that are coming. Just like it happened with them, it would also happen to us. The ark represented God's presence. It was the ark there that was there in chapter 13 and 3 and 4. 17 times the ark is mentioned. It shows that God is right here. He's present. We can seek him, and we need to seek him for sure. But Joshua said, come, he said, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. Not only we need to come and seek him, but also we need to come for instructions. He said to Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. When we come, we need to come to the Lord for instructions. Maybe you have plans in 2025. Maybe instead of telling the Lord, here's the plans that I have. This is what I want to do. I want to become an entrepreneur. I want to own cattle. I want to buy a dog. I want to buy a brand new car. I want to buy a brand new house. I want to buy property. Maybe the first thing we need to do, we need to come and listen to God and hear what God has to say. For you know, he's the God Almighty. He's the one who brought you to this far. I think it would be wise for us to seek him. So he invites them and says, come here and hear the word of the Lord. He's asking them to come to get instructions from the Lord. And we need to look for instructions of the Lord. You know, God knows better than we do. He knows a lot better than we do. He knows more than we do. He knows everything. And so we need to come and ask for God for instructions. Whether you're buying a car, you're buying a house, seek God and ask God. God, is this your time? God, is this the time that you want me to do it? Maybe, you know, the one thing I learned about God, he always wants to bless us. He always wants to bless us. And sometimes we get ahead of him, and we get in trouble. And if you notice about life, we come back to the same spot again. If you're a believer in Christ, you come back to your knees again. And we do like the Home Alone. We tell God that we love him. And so we need to come back. God tells the people, you need to come, and you need to hear the word of God. We need to come and find instruction and look for instructions from God. Bring your plans to God. Let's bring all our plans to God and let God dictate and show us. Don't you think a loving God didn't want to show his people what was ahead? Of course he did. He always does. Sometimes, you know, the word that we do not like as believers is wait. We don't like the word wait. We get frustrated when somebody says wait. You need to wait. And God says you need to wait. They were there 3 days camping because they needed to wait because God was about to do something. So they needed to come for instruction, but they also needed to come to hear the word of God. It says here, so Joshua said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Wow. And the Lord says, oh, you need to come. And you need to come and you need to come and hear from the Lord. So we need to come. Are you hearing from God today? Are you hearing from the Lord? Are you receiving instructions? Are you feeding yourself spiritual food? Are you in the Word of God? Or are you wandering in the wilderness? Are you hearing from the Lord? Is God speaking to you? God speaks to us every day through His Word. When we pray, He'll talk to us. He'll speak to us. Are you hearing God today? That's the question. And Joshua challenges God's people to come back. Before you cross, before we go to the other side, you need to hear from God. And listen, we need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from Him. Are we hearing from the Lord today? You know, sometimes this is like marriage, you know. Sometimes you hear couples complain and say, you know, she doesn't tell me that she loves me, or he doesn't tell me that he loves me. And the husband would say, oh, yeah, I told you 20 years ago when I told you I was marrying you. God wants to hear from you and from me that we love Him. He loves us. And His love is unconditional. But are you hearing from the Father, the one who saved you, the one who gave you life in 2024? Are you hearing from Him? Are you hearing from Him? Maybe He's put every single sign to get your attention, and you don't want it. I'm reminded when my boys were in school, Warner Robins Middle School, and one of the things that I enjoyed was bringing the boys to school. And so, never forget that morning. It was very interesting. I think somebody from Atlanta had moved down to Warner Robins. He was right behind me. I was getting concerned that he was going to take my kids' lunch. He was so close to me. And next thing you know, he's next to me, and then he's in front of me, and he's zigzagging. And then all of a sudden, from the other side, people begin to put the high beam and low beam in, trying to get the attention, because something was ahead. But you know, he didn't mind. He continued doing it. He took me, the next car, the next car, the next car, the next car. And right after you pass Central, there's a hill. Now, I knew better because there was a cop there all the time. You know, every car turned the lights on him. And when I got to Houston Lake, the officer had him right on the corner. How many signs does God have to tell you and give you and show you before you and I obey? They needed to hear. It is critical, if we're going to move forward, to hear from God, because He is our God, and we are His children. Now, what kind of children are we? My grandmother say, all the children are different. Just show me your hand, she would say. Are they all the same? No, they're not. But God wants all of us to be looking for Him, to be seeking Him. Lord, is this your will for me to study this, to get into this degree? Is it your will, Father, that I should marry this man or this woman? Is it your will, Father? Is it your will? Because I belong to you. This is God's people right here. This is God's people. These are the children of God. And Joshua says, he said to the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. Are you hearing clearly from God? I think it's important not to move until we hear from God. We may not make it through January, you know. It's important. It's critical. Number one, God knows all things. He knows every thought that we have. He knows everything about us. Everything. He even knows the type of blood that we have. He knows our character. He knows if we're slow or we're fast or we're too fast. He knows if we have a short temper or an explosive. He knows everything about us. We are the children of God. And He is our God. Before we move forward, we need to look at this year with expectations. We need to look at expectations. So we need to come and we need to hear the word of God. So what expectations do we have for 2025? What expectations do we have? First of all, verse 11. He said, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan." Say, we need to start the year. We need to start the year with confidence. We need to start the year with great confidence. If you notice what God told His people, He said, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan." We got to go into this year with great expectations, and we need to be confident. We need to be confident. Why do we need to be confident? Well, first of all, we need to be confident. According to Genesis 1:1, it said, "God who created everything. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." What a beautiful picture. What wonderful thing it is to be a child of God, the God who created the heavens and the earth. And that's us. That's you. That's me. That's every person who comes to know Christ. Wow. And listen, they can go with confidence because the Lord of all the earth, the one who created everything, was with them. And God is with us. He's going in 2025. We can go with great expectations because we can go with confidence because He created everything. But also, God is the one who made us. Psalm 103, He said, "I know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His, and we are His people, the sheep of His pasture." We belong to Him. He made us. He made us. We can go with confidence because the Creator is with us. The one who made us is with us. But also, He's our Savior. He's our Savior. Christ is our Savior. And He's all-powerful. God is all-powerful. We can go with confidence because He is all-powerful. I love the picture in John. I've been reading through John, and I found this treasure. And it says in John 18:6, when they came and arrest Him, they came and arrest Him, and Judas had come, and there was an army of people coming from all walks of life to arrest Jesus. And then in 18:6, John 18:6 says, "Now, when He said to them, 'I am He,' He says that they drew back, and they all fell to the ground." How powerful is our God? Oh, we can go with confidence. God is all powerful. He created us. He's the Creator of all. And listen, He's all powerful. The only thing He says, "I am He." Everybody fell on the floor. And He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our Creator. But also, He's the coming King. Zechariah 9:9 says, "Behold, your King is coming. Your King is coming. He is just and having salvation." The King is coming. The King is coming. Revelation 22:12 says, Look, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give each person according to what they have done. Or we can go with confidence. You know, we don't know. We may be going in 2025. We may all be in the presence of God. It's okay with me. That's the reason why he saved your soul and my soul. This is why we got to be ready. Because Jesus is coming. This world needs Jesus. We have him. We need to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. We must stay focused. We must move with confidence. God wanted them to move with confidence. But also, we should have confidence that we will see miracles take place. That we will see miracles take place. You know, in verse 11, he said, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from every tribe, and it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the covenant, the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that came down from upstream, they shall stand as heaps." So it was that when the people set out from the camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, as those who bore the Ark came to the Jordan, the feet of the priests who bore the Ark dip into the edge of the water. For the Jordan overflows of all its banks during the whole time of the harvest. But the waters which came down from the upstream stood still and rose in heap every far away as Adam, the city of besides Saratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of Arabah, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over the opposite. We need to cross expecting great miracles. A miracle happened. They did what God told them to do. Follow the ark, and as soon as they put the feet, the priest put the feet in the water, the waters begin to depart. The ones coming from the stream, from upstream, they stop, and they were able to cross to the other side. A miracle happened. I expect and I pray that we will have great, great miracles in our midst as well. I pray that we will have great miracles happen in our midst. God is still the same. The word of God is still the same. God is the same one yesterday, today, and forever. I believe God wants to do a miracle. I believe that the first thing and the greatest miracle is salvation. Can you imagine somebody who is hell-bound, comes to know Christ, and his name is written in the book of life? Wow. In that very moment, when you come to know Christ, you go from death to life. And you come to know God. In that very moment, that instant moment, that's a miracle. I expect in 2025 that we will expect great miracles at First Baptist Church. I pray that these pews will be filled with people. Amen? I pray that we will see that miracle time and time again, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, every in our community as we go shopping, as we go to Dollar General and Dollar Tree in Walmart, that we will see people in parking lots praying to receive God. I can see that miracle. Maybe going to the neighbor and maybe just praying for them. Praying for your neighbors and praying for the people in our community. I pray that we will see, great miracles in our midst. I pray that we will see a miracle, that we will be able to free ourselves. A miracle of emotions. That we will pray like Matthew 6:6 says that we need to go in our closets and pray and talk to God and open our hearts to God of the pain that we're carrying. And that we will be free. For if God is in us, we are free indeed. But we must implement it. There's a lot of hurt, perhaps, that happened in 2024, maybe the years before that. And listen, God is waiting for you. The altar is waiting for you. The altar may be at home. It may be here. It may be another place. And maybe you just need to open your heart to God and say, God, I'm hurting. Can you free me from the emotional pain that I'm dealing with? You see, it's hard to tell other people about Jesus, how good God is when we are hurting ourselves. But you know, God has given us the power of prayer, to clean our hearts of the emotional wounds that we are carrying. Maybe somebody did you wrong. It's the evil world that we live in. You know, not everybody's walking with God. So we're going to come across people who are not walking with him. You think about Judas. He was among the 12. But he had other plans, evil plans. Sometimes people will hurt us. Sometimes people will hurt us emotionally. Sometimes physically, but you know what? We need to take him out of our hearts and say, Lord, I want to be emotionally healthy. Can you heal me? And you know what? He is the miracle worker. He can do it. He can do it. God can do it. 2025 may be the year that you and I go before God and say, Lord, heal me, please. Heal me. Show me what I need to do to forgive people. To tell them, I'm sorry. I apologize. Lord, will you heal me? You know what God's going to do? He's going to heal you. If you seek him, you will find him. Joshua told the people, come. Come here. Come hear the word. And let God begin to do his best work. Apart from salvation, God wants to heal us as well. But maybe this year, our expectations need to change. In 2 Corinthians, if you can find it in 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, 3-5, it says, but I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve, I think I'm reading the wrong one, I apologize, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. See, we're different. Because God lives in us. We are the children of God. And sometimes we're fighting spiritual battles in the flesh. And every time we fight spiritual battles in the flesh, it's going to backfire on us. And it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Maybe this 2025, we can go with the great expectations. We can go with confidence that God is going to do a miracle in our homes. You heard what we read, what Paul told the Corinthian church? You're battling with the wrong armor. You need to fight the battles in the spiritual realm. Then he told the Ephesian church, our battles are not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Listen, we have the Spirit of God living in us, and we got to get into that spiritual realm. Listen, do you know what the devil fears? God's people following God on their knees with the word. That's what he fears. If he can get you not to pray, pay attention. Every time you say you're going to pray, you fall asleep. Because he knows the power that's in us. Little children, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he who lives in you than that which is in the world. I pray that we will take our homes back. I pray that you will go room by room and start praying and calling upon the name of Jesus and telling the devil to get out of your house. In 2024, that we will say the words of Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I pray that you take the spiritual armor that God has given us and that we will see great miracles in our homes. I pray that that will happen. We have confidence when we implement the Word of God. We got to implement the Word of God. We got to come back and say, God, you're with us. You're with me. Is there anything impossible for you? The angel said, there's nothing impossible for God. But I got to be connected with him. I got to be resting on him. He is the vine and I'm the branch. And the branch needs to be connected to the vine. And then the fruit will come out. I pray that this year we'll implement the word of God. Listen, there is power in the word of God. Amen? We got to implement it. We got to put it into practice. We got to say, Lord, this is what you say, that you're going to give me victory. Let's go. Show it to me, and he will show it to you. So this new year, we need to pray. We need to pray more. We need to move from being more carnal to more spiritual. And the only way that's going to happen is if you and I pray. Listen, when you and I pray, things happen. And I'm not talking about, Lord, thank you for my food. I'm talking about the Jeremiah 33:3 prayer. Call upon me, and I will show you thee. It's more than just praying for good weather. It's simply been through the word of God. So we need to pray. And God will answer. Joshua encouraged the people and told the people, you come and hear the word of God. You come, children of God, come. You come to God. He will answer, and he did. He will. He will. In every situation that you and I are living right now, God will answer our prayer. He promised. He said, seek me, and I will answer you. He will do it. I believe with all my heart that he will do it. We need to seek him, and we will find him. We need to seek him. Take time to look for God. Look for those wonderful spots around the house and go and pray. You know, I'm even teaching our little dog to pray now. She just follows me everywhere around the house. Today I was praying and she scared me to death. I was praying, all of a sudden I see this dog just jumping on me. Wow. Seek the Lord in 2025. Experience God like you never experienced him before. Seek him. Call upon him. And he will be fine. He's right there. He's right there. He's always been there. I promise you, I will be with you every day to the end of time. He's right here. We need to look for him. And then we just got to get going. We just got to get going. We need to take the advice that Paul gave Timothy. Paul told Timothy, be careful of your own self. You know, sometimes we're the worst enemies. We procrastinate. We find everything else except reading the Bible. We do everything else except pray. We do everything else except talk about the Lord and share the good news. We got to get going. We were in Orlando a long time ago, and I remember our car broke down. And I was so 100% sure it was our battery. We finally find a place, and I had somebody give me a jump, and we went to Pep Boys. I don't think we have Pep Boys here. We used to have one in Macon, I believe. And he said, I said, is the battery right? He said, no, it's your starter. You have a starter problem. You know, some of us have a starter problem. We talk about it. We plan about it. We meet about it. And we just never get started. I think this 2025, we got to get started. The people around, even around this church, who need Jesus. And we got to get going. But it starts with you. Start with me. Will this be the year that you stand before God and you take the advice of Joshua? Come, and I will hear. I'm coming, Lord. Tell me, what is it that you want to do in my life in 2025? Father, we thank you so much for today. We give you all the honor and all the glory. Your people were in a critical moment in history. They're about to see a miracle. That generation never seen anything like that. What do you have us? What do you have for us? For First Baptist, what do you have for us in this coming year? Why have you put a pause in our lives? What do you want from us? Do you want to heal us from emotional pain? Do you want us to forgive and be free? Do you want us to put on the full armor of God and walk into our homes, that our homes will be back to a house of peace? Father, we pray that today, that maybe today is the day of salvation. It's unknown what's ahead. It's unknown whether we'll be here another month, another year, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, we don't know. Our lives are in your hands. Father, but while we're here, we want to take advantage of time. Like Ephesians 5:18 says, take advantage of time. For you are the giver of time. Is there anybody here today, as a praise team leader, that today you want to give your life to God? God loves you. He cares for you. And he wants to give you a new life. He has plans for your life. Maybe you're here today and you say, I just got to get right with God. I need to be baptized. I just need to be baptized and get in church and start serving my God. Maybe today you want to say, I just want to join that church. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do through us. And maybe today you want to make that decision. As our praise team leads us, what's in your heart today? What's the Spirit of God has said to you today?
Let's stand and sing hymn 482. Let this be our prayer. Lord, draw me close to you. I lay it all down. Never let me go. Let me go.
all love and appreciate Miss Sheila. She wants to be part of our body. She wants to come and join the church. So we give God the glory. We give God the glory. She wants to move her membership here, and she wants to be part of us and serve together and win this community for Christ. Amen? So we're excited. I'm going to ask Brother Calvin to dismiss us in prayer, and then I want us to come and show our appreciation and love to Miss Sheila. Brother Calvin.